Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, Seth, you like to guess at these things, so I will have you guess. I put up a poll late last night, so it's probably not gotten the full voting constituency that it's going to get when people wake up. We're 330 votes in. But in light of the news that Lance McCullers is going on to the 15-day IL with a sprained foot, that news came down yesterday at the very beginning of the drive with Sterner and Hughley. And they broke in the second segment with it. And when they said Lance McCullers is injured, I forget if it was Ron or Tyler, I can't remember who it was saying it, but with a sprained right, and I heard the F sound, the F, I'm like, don't say forearm. Don't.
Oh, yeah.
They said foot. I'm like, oh, thank God. Thank God it's a foot. Yeah. Thank God it's a foot. And then I had several people point out to me after I expressed those sentiments on social media, like, yeah, poor gullible Sean actually believes. It's cute.
You know what? I like that it was, they said a sprain instead of discomfort. We're in a rare circumstance where we actually feel like, oh, I heard that it was a sprain.
Yeah.
Is that, that might be good. The fact that he's on the 15-day IL would suggest that it's a grade one sprain, I guess. Because a sprain, you know, a torn ligament is also a sprain.
Yeah.
But that's obviously, you're not going on the 15-day IL.
Right.
So it can be a mild sprain. So, yes, I actually believe this based on the fact that they gave us some specificity.
You believe this. And by the way, they did it retroactive to June 13th, which is last Friday. So he's eligible to come back, Lance McCullers is, on June the 28th, which is a week from this Saturday. So he's going to miss a couple swings through the rotation here. He would have pitched last night. They moved Gusto up a day, and now this Jason Alexander is going to pitch tonight. So you believe them, Seth. I tend to believe them, too. What percentage of Astro fans last night who voted, keep in mind, late last night, so some of this may be fueled by alcohol as well. What percentage do you think actually believe the Astros that Lance McCullers has a sprained foot and that's what's putting him on the IL?
Because it was late last night, they wouldn't have had time to think through, oh, wait, specificity and actually calling it a sprain is what we've been asking for.
Yeah.
A little bit of more clarity on these things. I'm guessing
you're warm.
75% of people don't believe it.
Wow. Give this man two dings, please. 77.6%.
Oh, there we go.
Okay. Yeah, you were within
5%. That's good. I was leaning towards 67%.
Yeah, man.
And I remembered late night.
Late night, yeah. So, yes, 77.6% do not believe, which is wild. They just don't believe the team that this is what's happening. But that's the lack of trust that they've engendered through how they've handled some of these injuries.
We're living in an era where, you know, for one, we don't really get the straight scoop from the Astros about injuries, and two, people will lie about anything and everything, no matter, like, people tell you the most astounding lies,
yeah,
and they'll just say it.
Yeah.
And so it's where this in this environment, I feel like most people believe they can't believe almost anything.
That's
they hear,
it's true,
unless it's been fact checked 27 times.
Especially if you're getting your news from social media. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
I think the other thing, and that's, you know, that's just kind of a funny thing, you know, that the Astros fans don't believe the Astros. I do wonder this: if, like, let's say this was the playoffs. You know, it's the ALCS, and if Lance doesn't go, it's somebody who's not nearly as good as Lance in these situations. I do wonder if it's one of those types of injuries, and the reason I say that is I feel like almost any glitch that Lance has physically head to toe anywhere,
yeah,
you've got to treat it with an IL stint just based on the fact that of all people who would somehow, whose body would somehow take a sprain to his right foot and put added strain on his right elbow, it would be Lance McCullers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that whole ripple effect of compensating for things. This is the last guy, Seth, in the rotation or on the pitching staff at all that I think Astro fans and the Astros themselves want inadvertently or unintentionally changing anything about his motion. It needs to be severe repetition of everything with Lance McCullers to keep him healthy right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. I wonder, though, too. I mean, with a sprain, so a grade one sprain. They haven't said it's a grade one sprain, but they're treating it. Because it's retroactive, it's even less than a 15-day IL.
Yeah.
The ligament is stretched or slightly torn with minimal pain, swelling, and tenderness. The ankle joint remains stable.
Okay.
So would you play through a sprain like that? I don't know. They're so careful with pitchers. Yeah. But, yeah, if it were the World Series,
that's
perhaps,
I mean.
Yeah, he'd go out there and do it.
That's what I mean,
tape it up, and then there you go.
Yep.
All spat it up like a nose tackle.
Yep. Text message, when I hear sprained foot, I assume the Astros have already amputated both legs. There's that. Next text, different texter. Lance's foot is definitely amputated, right? Guaranteed they're looking for cadaver parts from former minor league pitchers.
So sprained, the MRI showed a sprained foot. What the medical staff didn't realize as they put him in the MRI machine, that he was actually decapitated.
Oh,
it's a very tragic situation this has turned into.
Yeah, exactly.
They didn't think to check whether his head was still attached to his body.
Text message, foot, air quotes. He'll need Tommy John tomorrow. It really is like sad that this is now the go-to for Astro fans. Like, we don't believe anything.
Foot even
say.
A medical term?
Yeah.
Could a foot not encompass anything from the foot up to the pelvis?
Probably
who knows?
True.
Yes.
Probably true. All right, so that's the latest with the Astros. We'll circle back to them in headlines. Here was D'Amico Ryan's last week. This is back on June 3rd, so a couple weeks ago. Talking about the mindset of the offensive line, the newfangled, newly staffed offensive line for the Houston Texans and the mindset changing.
Our offensive line, the mindset, I see it drastically changing. I see Coach Cole Popovich, his instant impact on those guys. You can see it from the way they work in their individual drills, the way they come off the line with low pads. It's just the small technique things that you see, how they're dialed in on their hand placement, just speaking the same language. One of the coolest things I've seen when we were working out in phase two, we work out, we activate our guys here in the bubble, and we all travel outside to do our different drills. And see the O-line come out, and whoever was out first, they waited on the other guys, and they waited, they joined together as a group, and then they traveled down to the opposite end of the field to do their position work. So that just shows me that togetherness, that connection that I truly believe in. You want to be a great unit, you have to be connected. So Cole has kind of spurred that connection, that intensity, the mentality that I'm looking for, and we have that. We have the intangibles of what it takes. Now we just got to go out and get it done when we put pads on.
Okay, now fast forward a week or so, and Titus Howard had a conversation with Aaron Wilson of KPRC and was asked, what's playing for Cole Popovich like?
Oh, man, nasty. You got to have play with a lot of grit. You know, on offensive line, they're physical, that don't take shit for nobody, and they just establish, you know, the dominance up front. He exemplifies that every morning, every day on the field, and we want that in a coach because it's only going to rub off on the offensive line, and, you know, he holds us to a high standard.
You know what I need to know is if any of the guys on the offensive line, if any of them are Q-dogs, because if any of those guys were a member of Omega Psi Phi, that's – if you want to really forge – this is where I am with the offensive line. I will turn a blind eye to any type of hazing or whatsoever. Whatever it takes to forge bonds that are fierce and that you're incredibly loyal and not to mention can do some really cool dances. I would be about that.
I'm about it as well.
I can't remember seeing any of the offense. No, you know what? No, I know. I'm pretty certain that there probably aren't based on when the Tennessee game when C.J. Stroud got run out of bounds and they were mixing it up with C.J.
Oh, it was a Green Bay game.
The Green Bay game, that's right.
Yep.
And none of the offensive line bothered to give a damn about it or protect their quarterback.
Yep.
No, they need to. I'll tell you what. Just like every defensive line needs a Samoan dude, every offensive line needs a Q-dog.
Or several.
Whichever guy is out there and available, trade for him, Nick.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You know, Titus Howard becomes I, Tytus Howard is one of the more interesting players for the Texans coming into this season, Seth, because there was he's now kind of the only one left out of that starting five to begin the year. Kenyon Green traded, Tunsil traded, Shaq Mason cut. Juice Scruggs was the center, and he's running with the threes at minicamp last week. So it's almost like Juice Scruggs has been sort of excommunicated to a lesser degree. He's still on the team, but he's not the starting center anymore. And now here's Tytus, who at least in the last couple weeks has been running at right guard with the ones. He was the right tackle last year. He's one of the more interesting ones. I want to play one more from Tytus here. This is Tytus Howard on leadership in that offensive line room now that Laremy Tunsil is gone.
I'm doing the best I can do to transform my body, transform my daily habits, all that to, you know, show the younger guys the right way to do it. I'm looking forward to that challenge of being that leader in the group. And, you know, I want to be a guy that the guys look up to and they're like, hey, man, like, Tyree's doing the right way. And I want to, you know, do it that way. So, you know, I'm looking forward to it.
It's really interesting because the cut we played from D'Amico talked about drastic change in the mindset, which implies that the mindset was not great before. And now you've got Tytus, who I think was outsider looking in, was viewed as sort of like Laremy Tunsil's little brother. You know, they were kind of joined at the hip. And, you know, Laramie's a really good player, obviously, but I don't think the leadership style was what that room needed. Them trading him, I think, is an indicator of that. And Tytus Howard remains, and now he's the guy who's sort of he's the guy who's easily been in that room the longest. He's one of the only guys left from the Bill O'Brien. He becomes a very interesting face and voice heading into training camp this year.
There was another little snippet in Aaron Wilson's interview of Tytus Howard that they kind of addressed the reports from Albert Breer that there was a near toxic situation.
Yeah.
And I could see toxic's a tricky word because, okay, how do you define whether it's toxic or not? I think it was non-ideal, and it was pretty obvious. And you could see, I mean, D'Amico twice this offseason has mentioned needing to have an attitude shift in the offensive line room. And I think it includes coaching and the way that that Popovich is coaching, the way the players that are embracing it. Yes, that's 100% exactly. It's music to my ears.
Yeah.
I think with Tytus, whether it was toxic or not, I don't think that Laremy was necessarily the best role model for to learn how to be a leader on the offensive line.
Yep.
For Tytus to be one of the elder guys now and to have that responsibility, and he's probably had conversations with the coaches about it, it's kind of like anybody listening, if you've ever been made a captain on a sports team, I remember in junior high, the first time I was captain of the wrestling team, I remember all of a sudden, like, it's crazy. It's like you're almost imbued with an extra strength and power because you feel that responsibility. Like, when you're leading push-ups, all of a sudden you can do more push-ups because you know you have to do it.
Yeah.
So that, and it's fun to watch because you see it at every level of sports. When all of a sudden a guy is in that role, you feel that pressure to do everything the right way. And it looks like from the outside looking in, Tytus has done a lot of that. He's really redesigned his body, I think, and he's trying to take all the right steps to be the right role model for the younger guys.
Here's one more from Tytus talking about a chip on the shoulder the O-line has that they're being underestimated.
Yeah, I mean, we got a chip on our shoulder, and people underestimate what we're going to be this year, but, you know, that's their problem. When that first game comes and we come out that ball and hit them in the mouth, they're going to be like, oh, these guys for real.
Changes the narrative.
Like, we've been putting that work in right now, and we're going to continue to put that work in training camp, and every day ain't going to be perfect, but I'm telling you, when that game one comes, and they see what the Texans offensive line is about, we're going to be ready.
Okay, we've heard them talk tough like this before. You know, Tytus, they've taken umbrage with people criticizing them before this offensive line.
Well, one of my favorite pieces of bad advice, but is good in a lot of ways. It's kind of like almost a Yogi Berra O-line saying is when in doubt, fire out. And it's a very, I think it's more popular amongst high school coaches, but there is something to that, like, man, sometimes just there's no replacement for just old school aggression.
Yeah.
And one of the things I like about Tytus at guard, even though you could look at PFF grades and this and that, Houston Stressens, Texans commenter on X, did a really long article, an in-depth article, and one of the big about Tytus at guard versus tackle, and one of the things that matches the eyeball test for me was that they were a better running football team when Tytus was a guard than when he was a tackle.
Yep.
And some of it just has to do with the fact that they were running more manly football plays, more old school. Double teams up into the lap with a linebacker with a fullback in the backfield. And that's just, there is no replacement sometimes for sheer mass. And that's how you set up the play action, is just having defensive linemen and linebackers that aren't quite sure. And crap, I got a wall of 1,700 pounds coming at me, mm-hmm. and I got to decide whether this is a run or pass. And then, A, by the way, it's nice to have a credible rushing attack, too.
Yep.
I think these guys are more – I was surprised at the end of the season with Titus in at guard that when they did run plays like that, they were better at it than I thought they were capable of.
Mm-hmm.
So that part of it and having Popovich kind of being wired that way – I am excited about that. I think they can build something off of a more physical brand of football.
I like this is a simple one. I'm glad that he's playing right guard and not left guard. He's a right tackle by trade. At least keep him on the same side of the line where you're not forcing him to be ambidextrous, you know?
Right, like, right. Yeah, there's a lot more. It's more transferable in a lot of ways.
Yeah. All right, so Titus Howard. Good stuff from Titus Howard. Is this a new Titus Howard that we're getting? He looks good. You know, some of the pictures I've seen, and being out there, but also like they put a big picture up of the team, like posing like at the end of workouts in the weight room, like, you know, 50 of them all together. And Titus is right there in the middle, like flexing in the middle of it. He looks good. Titus,
those are Aaron Wilson's YouTube interview of him it's good. There's some good nuggets in there.
Good. Yeah. All right. Payne and Pendergast with you on a Tuesday. All right. Let's get to headlines. Astros lose last night. We've got injury headlines. We've got all-star voting headlines with the Astros. Latest on Kevin Durant we've got for you as well. And a massive return in a thing that I think is a sport. The GOAT in a sport is returning. We will get to that, all of that, in headlines coming up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.